This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon. And today I'm going to fill you in a little bit with what's happening on the weekend at the Mood Prep Live Seminar. So this is good for anyone that is attending, obviously, to listen to, but also good for anyone that is interested in it, and cannot make it, but wants to find out more details about it. I'm basically just going to share with you guys what content I go through. Now, those of you that are interested in it but cannot make it, or maybe you live overseas, you'll actually be able to get the video on all the audio and all that stuff from the seminar online, you know, within the month afterwards anyway. So we're doing all the video and audio stuff, so you should better get your hands on that within the month. But either way, the whole idea of the Mood Prep Live Seminar is letting the people that I do coaching with catch up. That's the biggest thing that brings them together, and we can go into more depth with all the stuff that we've been learning through the online webinars. Now, I haven't been advertising or marketing a lot of that sort of stuff recently. However, in the next month, I've sort of repackaged it all, and I'm looking forward to letting you all know how you can extend your learning and extend your own self-awareness and depth in this area through all the webinars and programs that I do run, from whether you're a coach, a fitness coach, or a coach in general, whether you're an athlete and you want to help your performance on the field, or the court, or whatever you're doing, or whether you're somebody that's external to both of those situations. And funnily enough, I work with a lot of these people who's just wanting to take more control over their life and wanting to sort of understand themselves better. So it's not necessarily for a purpose of work, or athlete or athleticism. It's actually for a purpose of waking the fuck up. Now, surprisingly enough, the whole core and purpose of all of the content that I share is in complete aid of helping people see all their belief structures and structures of mind to breakthrough. Sounds corny, I don't think that's the right term, but really to help wake themselves up to themselves, to see past their personality structures, to see all through all of that sort of stuff, to see the world from a completely different lens. And this is why I talk about the Matrix so much, is that we can often get caught in this matrix that we live in, and the matrix meaning literally the womb that we live in, right? And the difficulty of that is that if we feel safe within it, however, it's actually one of the most dangerous things to us living our true life. Now, I'm not here to tell people how to live their life, or whether they should be fucking an entrepreneur or anything along those lines. It's about helping that person, like I've mentioned plenty of times before, point to where maybe they're not seeing what they could be seeing, so that they could then find out what they could see. Now, what I mean by that is that I'm just going to tell them where to look. They're going to figure out what they need to see. And this allows them to do their own work. I don't fucking do it hardly anything. It sounds bad, doesn't it? But it's true. It's their work. And I'm simply here in the face of them as almost a mirror to help support people on their own fucking journey to really not even like... It's not about finding yourself. Like, we need to lose that shit because it presupposes there's something external to us. It's not the case at all. For us to truly step into ourselves is to get rid of the shit that's in the way. And more often than not, actually, our personality structures is the first thing to look at, which is why I start with the Enneagram on the day. The Enneagram is the personality type indicator of choice, for the reason being is that it doesn't box people in. In fact, it does the opposite. It helps people unbox, helps people unpack the bullshit that's in the way of being their true potential and who they really are, getting rid of the conditions on their self-worth and all that sort of stuff. The Enneagram unfolds into 9 types, which is actually more like 27 types and 54 really. But in seeing all that, it gives us a tangible model to be able to see it all and be able to move through it. And that's one of the most powerful things that we can do. And it also gives us both horizontal model, which is the different typologies, and a vertical model, which is the path of development. And that's why a lot of the books on the Enneagram talks about it, the path back to you, or the path between us. It's because it's actually not just a a personality offer. It's actually a whole developmental model. Now, most of the models that I go through is actually all the, from the developmental side of things, right? And so we also have what's called metaprograms or thinking patterns. Now, I go through these. There's 60 of them. I end up going through about 10 to 20 of them. And these are simple patterns that we can start to see and become aware to, aware of rather, and awake to actually start seeing, once again, the biases within our own frames of mind. Now, presupposing this is the actual NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming Communication Model. NLP is one of the tools that I use. In the same way, it's if you walk into a carpentry, a chippy, if you're here in Australia, a carpenter's workshop, it's one of the tools. It's not the fucking tool for everything, right? It's being able to have this flexibility to be able to see through all of the models that's on offer to be able to utilize what's best for the current situation or what's best for the problem that person may be experiencing. So the NLP comms model outlines that, and metaprograms becomes an extension of that, right? And think of metaprograms as thinking patterns. We then also go through levels of basically consciousness of mind, which is quite fascinating. It allows us to understand the unraveling of the human being, both from a micro level, which is the individual, and the macro, which is more like the community or the nation. We also end up going through integral theory, which is, think of it like stages of awareness, right? First, second, third, fourth person perspectives. And this is a way that we can have an integrated approach of integrating all of the models to help benefit what it is that we're trying to do. Now, I use these models every single fucking day. In conversations, I use it to run my business. I use it within conversations with my spouse. I use it with so many different variations every single day. And so the whole idea here isn't to become a better coach, isn't to become a better athlete. It isn't to do those things. It's to understand self and to see reality as it is, as opposed to through my biases as I are, right? Because more often than not, people aren't experiencing life as it is. People are experiencing life as they are. And that's a really interesting thing, because we end up having so many biases that we are blind to that are completely filtering the way that we end up seeing reality. Now, there's utility to it, and it's not about getting rid of that utility. It's about really sort of taking that utility on, but also being able to have the flexibility to see other ends of that spectrum. And when we have that flexibility, we have what I spoke a lot about yesterday, is the behavioral adaptability. The behavioral adaptability is absolutely one of the most powerful things that we can have to get the most out of what we want to do with our life. Hands fucking down, time and time again, especially with conversations with people, with leadership at work, all of those things. So that's what the whole models are about. And if you want to learn more about that, you'll find that the video and audio stuff and the online courses will be up in the coming months. I'd love for you to check it out, and I'll let you know if you're following me on Instagram or you're part of my mailing list on davenixon.com.au, you'll be the first to find out about it. Or if you're in the Mood Prep live group, I haven't been live much in there at all, Mood Prep community rather, on Facebook. However, get in there, because I've got someone coming in supporting my business structures in the coming weeks where a lot more will be happening, all that, and I'm really looking forward to it. But Tim, that's me done. If you're coming tomorrow, or be tomorrow by the time you hear this, I'm really looking forward to meeting you. Otherwise, team, that's me done for today. You know the drill. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.